There is an active manhunt underway in Watertown, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. The authorities are looking for the second suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing, 19-year-old Jokhar Tsarnaev. His brother, the second suspect, we understand from authorities, has been killed. Police are telling people in Boston and in many surrounding communities to stay indoors, to stay in their houses, and only open their doors if they can clearly identify a police officer outside. This is a quickly developing story, and we want to turn now to NPR's Jeff Brady, who joins us from Watertown, Massachusetts. And Jeff, what's the scene there?
Well, we can see a helicopter circling overhead here and lots of police. I am in a mall parking lot, and across the street is another mall, and that parking lot is completely filled with police vehicles. We saw buses earlier carting in. They're full of police officers. So police are being brought in from all over. They're going out across the city now and looking for this second suspect.
Well, and Jeff, what we heard a short time ago from our colleague Kurt Nickisch, who works for our member station WBUR, is that he believes police are focusing on one residence, one building. Our colleague Carrie Johnson has been hearing from her sources that they believe that this young man, the 19-year-old Jokhar Tsarnaev, could be inside the building. A lot is still unknown at this point, but is this what you believe you're seeing? Are police focusing on that building, and you have a view of it right now?
You know, whenever the police come over, that's the question that everybody is asking them, but that's not what they want to tell reporters, at least right now. So we're not getting that information here. Mostly when they did come over, it must have been about an hour and 20 minutes ago, Governor Deval Patrick said specifically a message for the public and everyone in the city of Boston. They said shelter in place. This isn't just for the neighborhoods around Watertown now. This is for everyone in the city of Boston, which means this city is pretty much shut down on what is supposed to be a regular workday.
And what does that feel like there? I mean, it's a pretty extraordinary reality for people in Boston, the suburbs, to wake up to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very strange. I mean, first it was just the public transit that was going to be shut down, which is a really big deal in itself in a city like Boston where mm-hmm. people rely on it every day to get to work. But when you don't know where someone who has proven to be this dangerous is, you have to be very careful. And the Mayor Menino put out a press release this morning saying that as the investigation unfolds, they're advising all residents citywide to shelter in place. Just stay there. If you have a business, don't open it up. Just stay where you are and don't answer the door unless you can tell that it's a police officer knocking.
And let's remember all the things that are unknown here, Jeff Brady. We did hear from Carrie Johnson, our justice correspondent, earlier that authorities think that the suspect might be in that building. They fear that he may be behaving in a way that suggests that he doesn't want to be taken alive. But they're saying all that in conditional terms. We don't really know who's in that building or any other building at the moment.
Right, and that's kind of how it works in situations like this, isn't it? The information starts coming out, and you can never really be sure until things start to calm down. But what we do know now is that a huge search is underway, and the city of Boston is on lockdown.
And we'll be returning to you to hear more as that search goes on. Jeff Brady in Boston for us, thanks so much.
Thank you.